local. Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Tuesday. Jeff and Scott with you, and well, let's talk some roller derby. Let's get right into it.
Well, it's interesting. Now, today, I just realized this.
Oh?
This is a Swifty Day.
A Swifty Day.
This is a Swifty Day. Now, coming up again in the next hour, we're going to talk with a professor from the Penn State Berks campus. That's down Philadelphia way, about an interesting course she's put together for this fall, not now, this fall, about Taylor Swift. And I'm thinking, why? That was my first initial reaction. Why?
And little known fact, she's a very well-established professional roller derby player.
Wait, no. Have you seen Taylor Swift? I don't think so.
No.
But we're going to stick with sports, okay, because there's a big event. I think this is fun. Big event coming up this weekend in the neighborhood. And so we're going to introduce to our program, what do you know, it's Swifty. Hello, Swifty. How are you?
Hello, I'm so good. How are you all?
Now, otherwise, this young woman is known as Elizabeth Kelly, all right, who goes by the name Swifty by just total happenstance. And we're talking about roller derby. Yes, roller derby, because there's a fun event coming up this weekend in the neighborhood. Elizabeth, first off, let's get some background on you, if you don't mind. Tell us something about yourself, whatever you'd like to share. But, of course, tell us about your career in roller derby. How did that all get going?
Well, as you said, my name's Elizabeth, but probably like 90% of the people in my life actually call me Swifty. Most people don't know my name's Elizabeth, so that might be a shock that my teammates just heard that that's my real name. And I study plants at Penn State. That's a fun fact about me. I don't actually study anything related to music or Taylor Swift. I would like to take that class, though. That sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun.
And I've been skating with scars since 2016, so I've been doing this for a while now.
Now, I ran. This was at Happy Valley Comic Con over the weekend. You folks actually had a booth there, and so I met a couple of people, and I noticed that you've got a tournament actually coming up now this weekend. Tell us about this tournament. Like, who's coming, what's going on, where is it, and so on.
Yeah, so we're having our second tournament ever, which is really exciting, called Center of the Universe at C3 Sports, which is down by the mall. And we're inviting 7 other teams from, like, literally everywhere. We have a team from Michigan. We have a team from New York. We have a team from Maryland, from Virginia, from New Jersey. And we've got us and another team from Pennsylvania as well. So really, truly getting the spread of the region here to come and play in State College to, you know, battle for the control of the universe. yeah, that's going on. It starts on Friday, and it'll end at like 7 on Sunday. So there's plenty of opportunities for people to stop by and check out roller derby.
Now, if you get control of the universe, what are your master plans for
No.
No? Well, I think once you get control, you got to have some fun with it, don't you?
I want to put her and you on a roller rink and watch her take you out.
I don't want that at all.
Okay, come on. All right, so in other words, Elizabeth, people can just kind of show up, you buy a ticket at the door, or do you have to get tickets in advance?
You can absolutely buy tickets at the door, but you can also buy tickets in advance. You can get those tickets by going to our website, which is just scarderby.com, or even check us out on Facebook. We have an event there, and you can find the ticket link on the event page.
All right. So, again, the website, folks, is scar, S-C-A-R, scarderby.com. You can get all the information there. 8 teams now. Did you say Michigan? Where are these teams from? Sounds like they're coming from a long way away.
Yeah, so yeah, Michigan, that's downriver, and I'm absolutely blanking on the actual town in Michigan that they're from, but the team is called Downriver, so they're coming all the way up. We have a team from Southwest Virginia also coming up, so that'll be really fun for for everyone because we don't always get to play each other as often. Like the Pennsylvania team, the New York team, we're very close with them, but Michigan and Virginia and even Maryland, we don't get to play them a lot. So it's a good mix of new and old people.
Wow.
Now I have a question because for a long time we had a family business out on High Tech Road, and at the end of that road is where the roller derby team practiced. And actually, you did an event. Man, I'm trying to think. This would have been before the pandemic, so I don't know, at least 5 years ago. But I was with the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and there was an event that they did at the roller rink, and we got to watch a practice there with the roller derby team, and then they did some lessons. And we had just an absolute blast with that. But my question is, where do you practice now that skating rink is no longer there or available?
Yeah, we were really sad to lose Penn Skates, but thankfully C3 Sports, which is where the event is, has been an incredible host to us, and we've been there, since January of 2021, and we practice there twice a week. We're just getting into three times a week. It's really exciting. We're expanding, and then we host all of our games there as well. They've been an incredible host to us, and we're really grateful to be working with them.
Very cool.
All right, now Elizabeth, I'm just going to call you Swifty because we have a Swifty theme today. All right, we're going to now. By the way, why is your nickname Swifty? Are you like the fastest girl on the team? Why that name?
No, that's actually really funny that you say that. I'm not fast. That's my derby fun fact, is that Swifty's not fast. This is gonna make you all just roll your eyes. When I was like 14 years old, our song had just came out. Like Taylor Swift was not famous at the time, and I sang the national anthem with her for a Jeep commercial that has never aired. It does not exist. It's not like I'm pretty sure it wasn't a dream because my mom was there, but that's why my name is Swifty. It's because, like, once upon a time I sang with her and people thought that was cool and they named me. I didn't choose my derby name. It's kind of 50-50 whether you get to choose your derby name or you get a derby name bestowed upon you. The Swifty was bestowed upon me because I, once upon a time, maybe in a dream, sang the national anthem with Taylor Swift.
That is actually really remarkable. That is an interesting story.
All right, now Swifty, here's the deal. I'm betting there's a lot of people listening. They've never been to a roller derby match. They've never seen one on television. They have no idea how this sport works. So let's do some basic instruction, okay? So how does roller derby work? How many girls on the floor at a time? How do you score? How do you win? Give us some basic background stuff here.
Yeah, okay, so my favorite fact about derby, just to give everyone an idea of how insane it can get, is it's the only sport where you play offense and defense at the same time. So roller derby, you have five people per team out at a time, so there's 10 people on the track. Two of those people are called jammers, and they're the point scorers. So both teams can be scoring points at the exact same time, and that's what makes derby so dynamic and really crazy, because, again, you're playing offense and defense at the same time. So you've got your jammers, they have stars on their head, and they score points for every pair of hips that they pass. So they can get 4 points in a lap, and you can get, I've seen upwards of people score like 30 points in a jam, which is a 2-minute period. So you have 2 minutes to score as many points as you can, and there's just chunks of two minutes for an hour. So there's blockers. Those are the people who are supposed to be stopping the jammer, and then the jammers, who are the people who are scoring points. And then just to make things even more complicated, there's a third position called the pivot, and the pivot can become the jammer if the jammer chooses to pass their star off to the pivot. There's a lot of really cool strategy. This is one of the reasons why I love the sport so much, is because it is vastly more complicated, and it's like playing chess in 3D space going at warp speed because we're all rolling really, really fast. It's really, really fun. And I'm trying to think of one other thing that I want to say about this. No, I think that's it. It's offense and defense at the same time. Your jammers are scorers. Your blockers are the blockers. And it's really fun. It's a full contact sport. The only thing you can't hit is someone's spine. everything else. Oh, and head. You can't hit someone's head. Everything else is pretty much up for game.
and it's so it's timed periods. Is that right?
Yeah. So we have 2 30-minute halves, and then those 30-minute halves are broken up into 2-minute jams.
Boy. And there's a referee with a striped shirt.
There's lots of referees. That's one of the craziest things about roller derby is there's actually more officials than skaters.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now what, I mean, I know you wear a helmet, okay? Is there other, I don't look that closely, other protective clothing? You know, football players wear all kinds of clothing and so on. I think you have knee pads or something. What is there other types of protective gear that you're wearing?
Yeah, so we really have our helmets, our knee pads, elbow pads, and wrist guards, and then a mouth guard, and that's it. We don't wear, like, shoulder pads or anything like that, like you would see in football or hockey. It's pretty minimal to increase your mobility.
Now, again, for folks that have never, ever seen a roller derby match, I mean, and Swifty, we're talking on the phone. I've not met you. I mean, are most of the girls, how do I put this, kind of bulky, you know, football player looking ting, or are there skinny girls? In other words, can anybody do derby, or is it really for a certain type of girl?
We always say derby is for the people who never played sports, but in my mind, derby is for literally any shape or size or any person. The competition that we're playing this weekend is with Women's Flat Check Derby Association, so most people will identify as she, her, or they, them to play, but roller derby is a sport for any gender. So literally any gender, any size, any shape, any person has a spot on the track. Sometimes the smallest people are the sneakiest, and sometimes the biggest people hit the hardest, and you can't stop them. So that's one of the beautiful things about roller derby is it's a sport for everyone, especially people who never played sports, because one of the greatest pieces of advice I was ever told was that it doesn't matter how athletic or how in shape you are, skates are the great equalizer, because like most people did not grow up being proficient in skating. So when you get everyone on skates, everyone is starting at ground zero, and all your skills are at zero when you're starting on skates. So it's really fun to watch people who've maybe never played or never found their thing before be able to find it with roller derby.
Now, obviously, right, you've got to be a good roller skater to take part in this sport, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So right there, I'm out.
This is not what you asked me to come talk about, but we're having recruitment on the 13th. And one of the things that we are lucky to do in our league is we're able to take people who have never skated before and bring them up to full speed over the course of like 2 months. So we teach you how to skate because we have we have our own set of gear that we can lend you skates, so you don't have to come in knowing all that stuff and having that already.
Now, are there any age requirements? Either you need to be so old to participate, or once you get to this age, you're kind of aged out.
There is no age limit to roller derby. We actually have several people in their 50s in our league, and that's not even the upper limit that I've seen in other leagues. So we're quite young. And there is a minimum to play what we play, which is Women's Spot Check Roller Derby, WISDA, and that's 18 years old. But there is a thriving juniors roller derby. We just unfortunately don't have one in State College. But very exciting. We had 4 juniors transfer to our team in the past month, and they are incredible. They're all like 18, 19, 20, and they are better than every other skater on the team. They are so incredible. I'm so excited for everyone to see them play because State College has never seen anything like them before. They are truly phenomenal.
Ah, that's great.
All right, now we only have about a minute left. Now, Swifty, this is Scott. My knowledge of roller derby goes back to when I was a kid, which was a long time ago. Where I grew up, they had roller derby on TV on the weekends, and it was wild to watch this stuff. But what I remember, and let's see if I got this right, what I remember from all those years ago, the track was like a bowl, you know, a bowl, like a sloped bowl. If I'm correct, your tournament this weekend, is it flat? There's no bowl, or is there a bowl?
That's correct. So we play flat track derby, and flat track derby came about in like the early 2000s because those bowls, what we call bank track, are incredibly expensive to maintain. So flat track was able to take off because it's super cheap and easy to put up anywhere. Flat track is the new thing. And also, unfortunately, we don't punch each other anymore either. That's not allowed anymore. But you still get some really big hits. They're really still entertaining.
All right, final seconds here. The winning team this weekend gets what? Is there like a trophy, money? What do you get?
Oh, my God, there's an amazing trophy. One of our teammates, he's an official, he 3D printed the coolest trophy ever. I don't want to give it away, but it's definitely like a cute little astronaut. I'm so excited for whoever gets it, and I really, really am hoping that it's me.
Well, and you also get to be Masters of the Universe for, what, a month or yeah. 2 months? I forget the exact. Yeah.
All right. Now, folks, if you want to check this out, again, this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the C3 Sports Complex, which is along the Benner Pike, kind of down the road from the Nittany Mall. All right. You can just show up, get a ticket at the door to see Swifty and her teammates along with seven other teams. Well, Swifty, good luck. If you want, call in maybe next week to let us know anything, like how it went, anybody broke an arm, you know, all that sort of stuff, okay?
I absolutely will. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. Good luck to you.
Fun.